Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早上好。
I didn't check, but I believe that there is actually an announcement I want to remind brothers and sisters of.
我要提醒大家一个就是报告事项。
Actually, every year, we typically would be heading over around this time, to what we call the fall retreat at the Alhambra Church, our sister church, or the church in which we were planted from.
通常呢，就是我们每年的这个时候呢，我们都会去那个，Alhambra 教会我们姐妹教会有一个秋令会
。I get those confused. 秋令会。And I wanted to just let brothers and sisters know that Alhambra's fall retreat begins next Friday.
那我就是想和大家说一下，他们的秋令会从下个周五开始。
Friday in the evening.
下个周五晚上。
I believe it's 7:30. Now, the reason why there's a little bit of challenge this year is one, we have our planned harvest festival on Saturday night.
那他们呢是下礼拜五七点到七点半左右开始。那今年对我们来说呢有一点挑战，就是因为我们周六下个周六有我们的那个感恩团契丰收会。
But we also have a it's funny, there's like no name for that event. But also because this year the speaker that they invited is not having any English translation, and so usually when we have events together, it's important for us to have, you know, we have so many English speakers, we want to have that together. This year, it will be Chinese only.
那我们今年为什么没有宣布呢？是因为其中一个原因也是他们今年邀请的那个讲员呢，只讲中文，没有英文翻译的。
But I've also heard that this Friday night in particular, he's a great speaker, and he's having a gospel-oriented message.
那我也听说这个讲员是非常好的，他的讲道呢都是以福音为中心的。
So if you have non-Christian friends or family, or you yourself are non-Christian and you want to hear a good Chinese speaker, there's an opportunity for you at the Alhambra Church this weekend.
那如果你能够听中文的啊，或者你可以邀你自己、你的朋友、家人呢？想听福音正道的，你们可以去Alhambra 教会这个周五。
And as a church that is tied with Alhambra, we also want to, I just want to remind brothers and sisters, as we've been praying for them in our prayer meeting, I want to encourage all of you to pray for especially the gospel work this weekend.
那Alhambra 教会呢和我们教会是一个非常紧密的姐妹教会。那我们在我们的周四的祷告会上也为他们祷告，但是我也就是鼓励大家呢都为他们将来的这个周末的秋令会祷告。
Yeah, so please do keep that in your prayers.
所以请你们在祷告中纪念他们。
This morning I wanted to ask you a question.
那今天早上我要问大家一个问题。
How many of you have ever missed or been very late for an important meeting or event?Has anybody been late?
那你们当中有没有就是曾经经历过就是错过了或者迟到了一个非常重要的会议啊，非常重要的一个事件。
Do you remember that feeling in your heart?
那如果你经历过这样，你记不记得你内心的当时内心的感受？
As you were trying to get there on time.
当时你肯定是在拼命的往那边赶过去。
Some of you may say, I'm always late, it's okay.
那你们其中当其中有些人可能会说我是经常迟到的所以无所谓。
For myself personally, there is a feeling that I get when I start to get late.
那对我自己来说如果我迟到的话我内心是有种感受的。
How many of you remember a time before cell phones?
那你们当中有多少人记得就是我们在有手机之前的那个时代。
Right. So all of the youth here in this area do not remember a time before cell phones.
那我们知道我们这些青少年可能就是不记得这个时代。
Well, I remember a time when I was still in business, I was still in industry, and I was on my way to a very important business meeting.
我记得就是有一次还在就是我还在外面上班的时候有一次呢我去开车去一个非常重要的会议。
And you have to use this thing called a map.
那个时候我们用的是叫地图。
Not on your cell phone Google Maps, it was like a paper maps. Right?
不是我们手机上的地图, 而是在, 用纸打印出来的地图。
And I was in downtown LA driving to the west side.
我呢在 就是洛杉矶的市中心开车开到西往西边开去。
So I obviously left early to get there.
我还特地的 提早一些出发。
This was a very important meeting for me.
因为我知道 这个会议是非常重要的。
And as I was driving out to this customer,
那我在开车的路上,
I got stuck in traffic.
那我 因为交通比较繁忙, 所以 我开不了, 开不了很快。
Sometimes there's traffic.
因为有时候 交通堵塞比较厉害。
I expected a little bit of traffic.
那我也能够预料到。
But this was a really bad accident, I believe.
但这次呢，是可能是因为一个比较重大的交通事故，所以堵车堵得非常厉害。
I just wasn't moving.
我的车几乎不能动。
And so you start to get a little bit anxious.
所以我的内心就开始感到焦虑。
And so I try to go off of the side streets. I could figure out the side streets past this.
那我呢就往边上的小路开。
So you know, you start driving around and you're figuring out, you know, you got a paper map, but you're like, I think I know where to go because you're a man, you never get lost, you're trying to find.
那我也知道就是我看着这个地图我知道我从小路上开应该是开得到的。
And I thought I passed the accident.
那我以为就是我已经绕过了这个车祸的。
Got back on the freeway.
那我又开回到这个高速公路上。
And you're just not moving.
但是我又发现车子还是动不了。
And you know that feeling you get when you start looking at the clock?
那你也知道当你看着这个钟的时候你的感觉是什么?
And the clock is getting closer and closer and closer to your meeting time. You know that feeling?
那个时间是我感觉越来越近就是离我开会的时间越来越近。
At first I was in the car preparing for the meeting.
那一开始的时候我其实在车里准备着今天要开会的内容。
I wanted to do a good job in the meeting.
因为我知道我想要就是把这个会议主持得非常的好。
I had something, a good deal to present to the customer.
因为我有非常一个很棒的项目要给顾客看。But now I'm actually thinking
about the time.
那现在呢我在焦虑地看着这个时间。
And I'm watching the time, the minutes go by.
那我就看着这个 这个时间一分钟一分钟地过去了。
You know how that feels.
那你知道这种感觉是什么?
My heart began to sink.
那我的心呢就开始沉落了。
Because I'm sitting with unmoving traffic.
因为我坐在这个动都动不了的交通中间。
And it's getting closer to the meeting time.
而且时间呢也在渐渐地接近了我们会议的时间。
I finally look at the clock.
我又再次看了一下时间。
The meeting needs to start right now. They are waiting for me to be there.
他们正在等着我到来。
And my heart is just crushed.
那我的心呢就被压碎了。
But then I think.
然后我就在想。
They know there's a little traffic.
他们应该也知道堵车比较厉害。
They'll probably give me like 15 minutes of grace time.
他们应该会给我大概等我大概15分钟的时间吧。
They'll be okay if I get there in 15 minutes.
如果我能够在15分钟时间之内到的话，他们应该没有问题。
So you get a little bit of hope.
所以我就有了一点希望。
And then the time goes by.
然后呢，时间又过去了。
And as it gets closer to 15 minutes after the meeting time.
那这个时间呢，其实大概到了会议开始的15分钟以后。
You start feeling anxious again.
那我又开始感到非常的焦虑。
You're like, my grace period is passing.
那我那个15分钟，他们所期望的那15分钟都已经过去了。
When you finally get to the 15-minute grace period,
那你已经到达那个15分钟的时候，
your heart just sinks again.
那我的心呢，又沉落了。
And then 30 minutes pass.
然后30分钟过了。
And then 40 minutes pass.
40分钟过了。
And you realize it's done.
那我就知道已经没戏了。
You missed it.
我已经错过了这次重要的会议。
You missed the opportunity.
我已经错过了这次机会。
I was driving there now without hope.
那我现在开着车是没有希望的开着车。
I was merely driving there to be polite.
我开车去的目的只是为了一种礼貌上的。
Just to tell them I really try to be here.
我只是想告诉他们我很努力的想要到这里。
But I was hindered by the traffic.
但是因为堵车使我到不了没有准时到这里。
I wanted to tell them I really prepared for this.
我想要告诉他们，我其实很用功的准备了这今天的会议。
I actually worked very, very hard to provide you a deal.
我其实非常的努力，就是想把一个很好的，就是今天想和你们交谈一个很好的生意。
It would have been a win for you and a win for me.
如果我们今天的会议能开成的话，其实我们对我们双方都有好处。
You have no idea how hard I've been working for this.
你根本就不知道我有多努力的工作为了今天这个会议。
But I was hindered.
但是我被阻挠了。
Because of the traffic.
因为交通的原因。
So the rest of that drive for me was hard.
那剩下这段路呢，就是对我来说呢，就是非常。
Because I was still driving there to apologize.
我开车去的目的呢，就是向他们道歉。
I was still driving there with a purpose.
我开车去我仍旧有个目的。
But I was driving there without hope.
但是我已经没有了希望。
I was barely moving.Because of these obstacles.
正是因为这些障碍车上障碍我呢就是开车开得非常的慢。
And instead of driving there to have a victory,
我开车去本来是有一种得胜的感觉。
Now I'm driving in defeat.
但现在呢我却在失败中开着车。
Have you ever experienced a feeling like that before in your life?
那你以前有没有经历过这样子一种内心的感受呢？
And maybe some of you are experiencing that type of feeling in your life today.
那或许当今你的生命中正在经历这种类似的感受。
Because you're missing the mark.
因为你错过了你的机会。
You've been trying to get there.
你也在努力的想要到达那里。
But you're hindered.
但是你被阻碍了。
You have these obstacles in your way.
在你的路上有一些障碍。
And these obstacles appear to be insurmountable.
但是这些在你所遇到的这些障碍呢，好像对你来说是不可逾越的。
You're just trying to move forward.
你仅仅是要想要往前移动。
But these obstacles are holding you back.
但是这些阻碍呢，却把你拉回来。
Some of these obstacles could be due to your sin.
这些阻碍呢或许也能够就是也包括你的罪。
Or some of these obstacles could just be due to circumstances in your life.
这些障碍呢也许呢就是你在你生活中所碰到一些境况。
All you know is you're having a hard time moving forward.
但是你所知道的就是你没有办法向前行。
So we end up driving, but our heart,has already sunk.
所以呢最终呢我们试着往前行但是我们内心已经非常的低落了。
We are driving in defeat.
我们在失败中前行。
We are living in a mindset of being defeated.
那我们的我们的当我们的观念呢当时的处境呢就是在一种失败中前行。
Yet I want us to turn today, grab your Bibles and flip your phones open to 1 John chapter 5.
那我们来打开我们的圣经约翰一书第五章。
You could use your phone, your Bible app or your physical Bible.
你可以打开你的圣经或者打开你的手机。
First John chapter 5 verse 4.
我们来看第五章第四节。
And no, by the way, no. The sermon is not on love today.
我顺便告诉大家一下今天的正道不是讲关于爱的。
John has stressed love over and over again in this letter.
约翰在他的书信里呢一次一再一次的讲到关于爱。
This text is in the context of the command to love.
那我们今天讲的经文呢是在这个讲关于爱的所内容之内的。
But today John gives us a message of hope.
但是呢今天呢约翰要给我们的信息呢是关于希望。
Let's just read verse 4 and 5. First, even though we're going to cover all the way to verse 12 today, we're going to read two verses and then we'll pray.
那我们呢今天现在要来看的经文是第四章 节和第五节，虽然我们今天一直要看到第十二节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界。
And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们低头一同祷告。
Dear God, we come before you with our heads bowed.
我们亲爱的神，我们低头来到你的面前。
And that is our symbol, hopefully reflecting the reverence in our heart.
那这就是我们你和我们之间的一种仪式来反映我们内心的。
We have gathered together to praise your name, O Lord.
我们聚在一起来感谢你的名。
We have gathered together to have a time of togetherness in the worship of our God.
我们聚在一起能够拥有这段时间来一同敬拜你，我们的神。
And one of the highlights of this worship, as you have instituted, is the preaching of your word.
那我们知道，我们在这个敬拜里面最重要的就像你说的是，就是传授你的话语。
Lord, I pray that your child here would preach in the way of Paul.
那我祷告神啊，就是你的孩子今天能在这里，就是像保罗一样传达你的信息。
That I would not preach in lofty speech or eloquence.
那我们今天就是希望我今天不会用一些简单的话，用一些简短的话语。
Lofty speech like eloquence, fancy words.
就不会用一些那些就是那些反就是非常华丽的话语。
The Lord, that your servant would preach so that today we would see a demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
那作为你的仆人，我祷告就是我们今天能看到你的圣灵在我们当中。
And so that our faith would not be upon the wisdom of man, but would be in the wisdom of God and His Word.
那我们的信心呢，就是不会放在我们人的智慧上，而是放在神的智慧上。
Father, would you break into our hearts today?
神啊，我求你们求你今天进入我们的内心。
Help us to have the right understanding of who Jesus is.
让我们能够有一个对耶稣基督有一个正确的理解。
So that we would be able to have the proper identification with Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够就是我们能够正确的认识到我们在基督耶稣里面的身份。
But we need to see your power today and not man's.
但是我们今天希望所能看到的能力是你的能力，而不是人的能力。
So we look to you, O Lord.
所以我们要仰望你神。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名。
The Bible uses many terms to describe the person who has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
那圣经上呢也用过很多不同的话语来描述一个人和耶稣基督之间的个人关系。
These terms are very helpful for us to understand our identity in Christ.
那这些话语呢，就是也能帮助我们自己能够认识到在耶稣基督里面自己的身份。
We are called the children of God.
我们呢称自己为神的子女。
Yeah, we are called from the Bible. The Bible tells us that we're called children of light.
在圣经上呢，我们也被称作光明之子。
The Bible says that we are called sheep.
那在圣经上也说过，我们是被称为羔羊的。
We are called saints.
我们也被称作圣徒。Oh,
we are called brothers and sisters.
我们也被称为, 弟兄姐妹, 在主内的弟兄姐妹。
We are called friends of Jesus.
我们也被称, 称为耶稣的朋友。
We are called disciples.
我们也被称为门徒。
We are called servants.
我们也被称为仆人。
We are called members of the body of Christ.
我们也被称为耶稣基督身体的一部分。
And you can find it, there are many more.
那我们也肯定也找得到还有其他更多的称谓。
You should take the time to read these in the Bible.
你可以花一点时间自己去看一看。
Because these are very helpful in understanding who we are because of who He is.
因为这些都能够帮助我们, 了解到, 正因为, 他是谁, 才能, 就是帮助我们了解到因为他是谁所以我们是谁。
But in today's passage,
但今天的经文,
three times,
有三次,
there is a word that we don't often identify ourselves with in Christ.
那有一个字呢, 就是我们通常呢, 就是, 不用这个字来, 就是识别我们的身份。
In these two verses,
那在这两节经文当中,
it says three times,
有三次,
that you have overcome the world.
就是提到你已经胜过世界。
That those who are in Christ are overcomers of the world.
那这那些从神生的就是胜过世界的。
The Greek word comes from the verb nikao.
那希腊语这个字呢是叫做nikao.
Or nike is a noun.
是名词。
This word was very popular among the Greeks.
那在希腊人中, 这个字其实是非常流行的。
And the word continues to be popular even today.
那如今, 当今的时代, 这个字其实也是很流行的。
We see this word all over the place because it is the name of one of the world's most popular shoe brands.
那今天呢, 其实我们在这个世界上也看到这个, 字到处都是。 因为这个名字是一个鞋子的, 牌子, 非常有,
the name brand Nike.
就是耐克的鞋子。
This word Nike or Nike,
那这个字就是Nike或者Nike,
it means to conquer.
就是指战胜。
It means to be victorious.
就是成胜的。
It means to prevail in the face of obstacles.
他就是只能战胜障碍的。
John is saying that if you are a true Christian,
那约翰是说呢, 就是你如果是一个真正的基督徒,
you are an overcomer.
那你就是一位战胜者。
You are able to prevail in the face of obstacles.
那你在, 障碍中, 你就是一位战胜者。
Now, why would John even write this?
那为什么约翰要这样写呢?
Why would this be a term that is necessary for a believer in Christ to identify with?
那为什么这个字句呢? 是为了是让, 我们信徒来区别自己和耶稣基督的关系呢?
Because John wisely knows
因为, 约翰非常的有智慧,
that among Christians, there often is a sense of defeatedness.
因为约翰非常有智慧, 他也知道在基督徒当中, 我们通常有时候会有那种失败的感觉。
That's the opposite of what it means to overcome.
那这个, 失败呢, 正是和, 战胜是相反的。
To not be an overcomer is to be someone who is in defeat.
那你如果不是这位战胜者呢,你就是这位失败者。
And John knows that some of us could be living in defeat.
那约翰也知道就是我们当中有些人呢,可以在失败中生活。
But earlier we said that even though we are not preaching today in the text about love,
我们早些也提到就是我们今天讲的不是关于爱的。
We saw that last week Pastor James just took us through the context, which is the command to love, the command to love.
那我们记得就是从上周范长老跟我们讲的就是我们要就是命我们是要去被命令的去爱。
Right? He was showing us that the Bible says that there is a command to love.
那圣经上也提到就是有一个命令就是要爱。
Yet the reality is that some of us feel defeated even by that command to love.
因为但是事实上呢，我们也知道我们当中有些人就是也感到就是这个被命令去爱呢，其实自己也感觉到自己很失败。
That this command for biblical love is not natural to our flesh.
那这个从圣经上来的命令去爱呢，不是从我们身体上自然而然出来的。
Let's be honest.
让我们就是诚实的面对。
Every one of us believers have relationships where we struggle to love.
那我们也知道，我们就是有很多的关系，就是我们有很多的关系，我们都是挣扎着去爱的。
Yet right there in verse 3, the verse right before that, we see the biblical command to love.
那我们也看到上面那节第三节经文就是。 提到的就是，那个神的诫命去爱。
But Pastor James said last week, why would there even be a command to love?
那范长老也提到，就是为什么我们要有这个诫命去爱呢？
And he said, I wrote the note down because it's not even natural for us to love with a biblical love.
因为用圣经上的爱对我们来说是不是我们出自于我们自然的这种爱。
But that's also why, number two, in order to have a biblical love expressed, it must be a love that is not from ourselves. It must be a love, Pastor James said last week, that comes into us from God, the love of God.
那如果我们可以用圣经上的去爱，圣经上的爱去爱的话，我们也知道这不是从我们自然的身体上而来的，这种爱是从我们的神而来灌注到我们的内心的。
But in the reality of life,
但是在当今的生活现实当中，
you and I both know how hard some of these relationships are to love.
我们也知道我们当中有些关系使我们非常困难去爱。There
are things that hinder us from loving the way we ought.
有些事情呢就是阻止我们应该去这样爱。There
are obstacles to love.
我们当中也有就是也经历到就是障有些障碍去爱。It
feels like a struggle.
使我们感觉到呢这是去爱是一种挣扎。Sometimes
a battle.
或是一种战争。
But is this not the picture of the whole journey of the Christian life?
那这就是我们整个就是作为基督徒的一种生涯，不是吗？
I can't seem to be able to do what I know I want to do.
我知道该怎么做，但是我做不到。
What I don't want to do, and I know I shouldn't do, I keep on doing.
我知道我不该做什么，但是我继续还是一直在做。
That's our Christian life sometimes.
这就是我们有时我们基督徒的生活。
And because of that, we may feel defeated.
正是因为这些，我们有时候也感觉到非常的失败。
Whether it is the command to love, or whether it is any of God's commands for our life.
不管是就是神的诫命去爱，还是任何其他神的诫命。
We know that is a command of God.
我们知道这是神的诫命。
We know we ought to do it.
我们知道我们应该这么做。
But I just can't do what I know I want to do.
但是我就是做不到我所应该做的。
It sounds like something the Apostle Paul said, doesn't it?
正像就是使徒保罗所说的。
In Romans chapter 7.
在罗马书七章,
where he finally even admits,
他也最终承认,
in verse 24,
在第24节,
wretched man that I am,
我真是苦啊,
who will deliver me from this body of death?
谁能拯救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
He's saying, I've failed again.
他其实在说就是我又失败了。
Yet again.
再一次的失败。
Yes, I think Paul and John both wisely know that in the Christian's journey of life, there can be a sense of defeatedness.
保罗和约翰他们两个人都很有智慧的知道在我们基督徒的生命中我们有时候也会经历失败
A feeling that I don't seem to prevail in the face of difficulties
那这种感觉就是在困境中呢我不能战胜的这种感觉
Because you don't know this sin that I struggle with
因为你不知道我正在就挣扎的这个罪
You don't know the circumstances that I'm in
你不知道我现在所处的境况
My obstacles have prevailed over me
我的障碍呢其实我的障碍呢就是使我没有战胜
And yet this sense of defeatedness
那这种失败的感觉
Both John and Paul would say is not to be the norm of the Christian's life.
那保罗和约翰都说过，这样这种失败的感觉不应该成为我们基督徒生活的一种常规或者准则。
Because even Paul says,
那保罗说,
after he says, what a wretched man I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin?
那当他说了这句，我真是苦啊，谁能脱离我，谁能救我脱离？
What does he say?
说了这句话以后,
Verse
25. 第25节,
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ.
那第25节他就说感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
他就说感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
Who saves me from this inability to prevail?
是谁拯救了我，从这个苦难当中拯救了我呢?
Who saves me from this constant feeling of defeatedness that I cannot do what I know I want to do?
是谁从我这个失败的感觉，或者我从我感觉任何事情都做不了这种感觉当中拯救我呢?
He says, thank you. Thank you, God, because you've given me Jesus.
他就说，感谢神，因为你给了我耶稣基督。
The sense of defeatedness should not be the norm of a Christian's life.
失败的感觉呢，就是不应该是基督徒生活的一种准则。
Yes, there may be the occasional sense of defeat.
当然我们也知道，偶尔我们会有这种感觉。
It is true.
这是确确实实的。
A Christian's life is not perfect.
我们也知道就是我们基督徒的生活不是完美的
Even as we are pursuing to not have sin
虽然我们也一直在追求不再犯罪
On this side of heaven, we will not be fully without sin
那在天堂的这一侧我们也知道我们不可能是完全没有罪的
On this side of heaven, then we will not be without struggles
在天堂的这一侧我们也知道我们不可能是不会有挣扎的
We will have moments of defeat
我们会有那种失败的时刻
But the norm of a believer's life is not a sense of defeatedness
但是我们信徒的生活不是应该通常
talking to a brother earlier this week
那前几天我和我们的一个弟兄在聊天
He said, we see these three letters on a tombstone
我们在就是墓碑上看到这三个字
We see these three letters in English, right?
Mm-hmm, 三个字母
You see the letters R-I-P
那就在我们在墓碑上看到这三个字母就是英语的三个字母就是R-I-P
And they stand for rest in peace
那他们的意思就是安息
That's what we wish for those who have died.
那这是就是我们对已死的人的愿望。
We have a hope for them.
我们对他们希望是这样。
Even non-Christians use RIP.
甚至就是非基督徒也用这三个字 RIP.
Because we are glad.
因为我们 我们也知道很开心。
In a sense, we are very happy for the one who has died.
那在某种意义上讲，就是那些。
Because they no longer have to deal with the turmoil that is in this world. Now that they have died, we are glad that they don't have to deal with the turmoil in this life. Finally, they may rest in peace.
他们最终呢,可以安息了。But
this should raise a question for all of us.
那这当中呢,我们就有看到一个问题。
Why do we only want to rest in peace when we die?
那我们为什么要死了以后才想安息呢?
Why wouldn't we want to live today in peace?
那我们为什么今天不想在平安中生活呢?
The norm of a believer's life
那一个基督徒的生活是应该
is not only to rest or die in peace
不仅仅是说要在 死了以后安息
which we will if we are in Christ
但是我知道如果我们是在主内的话 我们会在平安中死去和并且安息
But we are to, as believers in Christ, live in peace.
但是作为一个信徒, 我们应该在平安中生活。
Let me clarify this though.
我要, 但是我要澄清,
because
想,
John does not say that we will not face extreme difficulties in this world.
我要来澄清的话, 就是, 耶稣, I mean, 约翰, 约翰, 在这里说到呢, 不是, 这样说呢, 不是, 不是说我们作为基督徒, 在这个世上就没有一些就不会遇到一些极端的一些困难或者麻烦
Because John himself had extreme difficulties in his life
因为约翰自己在自己的生命当中也经历了一些非常极端的一些艰难困苦
Jesus himself faced extreme difficulties in his life
耶稣自己也是这样在他的生命中经历了非常大的困苦
So where would John get the idea that we are overcomers in this world?
那约翰是怎么认为我们是这个世界的战胜者呢?
I want you to look at what Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33
那我们来看看耶稣是怎么说的 在约翰
John chapter 16
约翰16章
verse 33
第33节
These are good verses to highlight.
那这些经文是非常好的经文。
John 16, verse 33.
约翰16章第33节。
Jesus says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace.
耶稣是这样说, 我将这些事告诉你们,是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
In the world, you will have tribulation.
在世上你们有苦难,
but take heart, I have overcome the world.
但你们可以放心, 我已经胜了世界。
That's the link.
这就是这个连接处。
That's what links our passage to Jesus, this verse.
所以就把我们今天所讨论的经文和耶稣连在一起了。
How can we take heart when we face extreme difficulties in our life?
那我们在生命当中遇到生活当中遇到一些极大的困苦的时候，我们如何才能放心呢？
How can we live in a life of victory when we are being crushed by circumstances or sin in the world?
那我们在当我们在被我们周围的环境或者罪 打垮的时候,我们如何才能活出一个得胜的生命呢?
How can we, despite having tribulations in our life,
那我们如何除了这些世上的苦难,
despite failing over and over and struggling over and over again,
那些失败,那些挣扎,一次又一次的挣扎,
how can we take heart and be an overcomer?
我们如何才能放心成为一个战胜者呢?
Because Jesus has overcome the world.
正是因为耶稣已经胜了世界。
Anyone who is in Christ, John says, can have and share in that identity.
那约翰也说，任何人在主内的任何人都能够拥有和基督耶稣拥有。那用另外一句话说，We
overcome.
我们战胜.
Because He has overcome.
因为他已经战胜了。
We overcome today because our Lord Jesus has overcome. Amen?
我们今天已经战胜了，因为我们的主耶稣已经战胜了。
Look at verse 5 again of 1 John chapter 5.
我们再来看约翰一书第五章第五节。
Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
胜过世界的是谁呢? 不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗?
It's the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
就是那位信耶稣是神儿子的。
Let me clarify though here.
让我澄清一点这里。
This is not belief in merely an intellectual sense.
这不是说仅仅就是你智慧上相信
This is not just a belief that there is a God. Many of us have intellectual belief and a belief that there is a God. The Bible says, though, that even the demons believe and they shudder.
甚至圣经上也提到，就是魔鬼也相信有这位神，而且他们见到这位神也是胆战心惊。
What this is saying is that there is a belief that Jesus is the Son of God, and everything He suffered through and died for was for you. And for me, and for His glory.
那这里的相信呢，是指你不仅仅相信耶稣是神的儿子，而且你要相信耶稣所做的一切，他的死是为我，为你，还有为神的荣耀。This
is not a raise your hand once and get baptized shortly after faith, but it is a deep and consistent abiding faith.
这个相信不是说仅仅你举一次手或者受洗一次你就相信了，这种相信是一种非常深刻的持久的这个信念。This
deep and abiding ongoing faith comes only, as verse says, to someone who has been born of God.
那这个相信，这个持久的信念呢，是指是从那些重生的信徒中来的。Because
for the one who truly believes,
因为对那个真正相信的人,
for the one who has been born again,
对那个真正是已经重生的人,
there is a legally binding promise.
对那些人来说呢，有一个就是合法的承诺。
That everything Jesus suffered through and died for and rose for.
那耶稣所做的一切，耶稣死的目的，并且耶稣再次复活的目的。
Was to give to you an abundance of life that will bring Him glory.
就是他所做的这一切的目的，就是要给你一个丰富的生命，那你的生命呢，将会带给他荣耀。He,
the Bible says, has given to us everything that we need for life and godliness.
那就像圣经上说的，他已经给我们所有生我们生命中需要的一切。
He has given us everything we need, even in the midst of tribulations.
甚至在我们的困苦困难当中，他也已经给了我们所需要的一切。
Even in the midst of your obstacles.
甚至在你的当所经历的障碍当中。
Not just after you die, not just an abundant life after you die, but an abundant life with everything you need today.
那这个丰盛的生命不是说在我们死了以后，而是在今天。
Look at what Romans 8, 31 and 32 says, because by God giving us His Son, what else does He need to give? He's given us everything.
那我们也就是可以看到，从罗马书八章就可以看到，就是神给了他独生的儿子，那他还需要给我们其他东西吗
？And if he has given to us his son, which is everything to him, what else would he hold back?
那神已经给了他，给了我们他唯一的独生子，这是他拥有的一切。那其他的东西，神难道还不会给我们吗？
We agreed recently after many months and years of prayer and debate to give my eldest daughter her first cell phone.
我们最近呢同意了，就是经过好很长时间的祷告协商，就是我们同意给我们大女儿手机。
The rule was high school.
我们本来的就是原则呢是等到他上高中。
She knew I'm never going to get a phone until high school because that is not a command, but it's probably a wise thing to do.
她也知道就是我大女儿也知道就是她在上高中之前是不可能有手机的。
We have been talking to her and warning her about the dangers, the addiction of mobile phones.
我们也就是一直在给他灌输就是手机的危害。
And in our family, we have a rule that Bex and I have.
那在我们家里呢，我们有一个规章制度。
With trust comes privilege.
那如果要我信我如果能够信任你呢，你才可以有这个权利。
With trust, there's privilege.
那如果你是值得信任的，你才有。如果我们不信任你，你就不可能有这个权利。
This daughter has demonstrated with a practice phone.
那我们大女儿呢，有一个就是练习的，给她练习的手机，她已经表现出来了。
That she has earned our trust.
她已经得到了我们的信任。
She does not need to always be on the phone gaming, texting, or anything like that.
她呢没有给她练习的手机呢，她没有说一直在手机上。玩游戏啊，或者发短信啊。
I told her if she has her phone, she could take notes in the sermon. Amanda, she's taking notes in the sermon. Amanda's like that.
我也告诉她，如果她有个电话的话，手机的话，她可以在手机上记笔记。
We have given to her, though, because she earned it, her cell phone.
我们给了她这个手机，但是她自己也是她自己争取到的。
We didn't pay for it. Someone gave it to us, a friend.
我们没有买给他，是一个朋友给他的，但是对他来说是一个很大的一件事情。
But that phone that was given was a little bit bent and dented on the sides. It didn't look perfect.
那这个电话不是说新的电话，是有一些磨损的电话。
We bought a case for her.
我们也给他买了个手机壳。
Without even her needing to ask.She didn't even have to ask.
她也就是我们给她买了个手机壳，她并没有就是让我们买。
She was so happy when I brought her to TJ Maxx and we bought an $8 case.
我们去 TJ Maxx 买了一个八块钱的手机壳给她，她非常的开心。
But I acted like it was nothing, right?
那我呢，好像装作没有事情一样。
Because I've already given her the important thing.
因为我已经给了她。最重要很重要的。
If she already has a cell phone, why would I hold back giving her a protector?
因为我已经给了她手机，这对我来说是非常重要的。我为什么还不给她一个手机壳呢？
That's a crude analogy.
这是一个就是比较 感觉比较残酷的一个对比。
God has already given to us His Son.
神已经把他的亲生儿子给了我们。
Why would you think that He would hold anything else back to provide for you?
那你难道还要觉得他会他不会给我们任何其他的东西吗？
So that means even if He leaves us in a circumstance.
那这就是指虽然神有时候把我们放在一定的环境当中
Even if he left obstacles in our life
有时候呢他也允许一些障碍在我们的生命当中
Would he not give us everything that we need to be able to carry us through and experience him through these circumstances and obstacles?
但是他难道他不会给我们我们所需要的一切来我们来战胜这些障碍吗
That's the little stuff.
那些对他来说是非常渺小的东西
That's the easy stuff.
非常容易的
God has already given to you His most beloved, His Son.
神已经把他最爱的独生子给了我们
What else would He not graciously give to you?
那还有其他什么其他东西他不舍得给我们的呢
So verse 4 says, See, this is the victory that has overcome the world.
那第四章就说到这就是第四节说到我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
Okay. What is the victory?
那这个胜利是什么呢?
What is the victory? What does it say?
他这里说什么胜利是什么?
Our 信心 right? Our faith.
我们的信心
So I have an important question for you then.
那我有一个重要的问题要问你们
Because if all of this comes through our faith,
那如果这所有的一切都是来自于我们的信心
It's our faith, that true belief that puts us in identity with Christ.
那因为正因为我们的信，正是因为我们的信心呢，把我们和耶稣基督归在一起
Then I have to ask, who is your faith in?
那我就要问你，那你的信心在谁里面
？Who
是谁
？As you face these obstacles in your life，
那你在面临生活当中这些阻碍的时候
，Some due to your sin, some due to your circumstances。
那这些阻碍可能有些是来自于你的境况，或者来自于你自己的罪。
Who is your faith in？
那你的信心在谁里面
？And I want to。Really speak to the heart of you, my brothers and sisters.
那我弟兄姐妹们，我是真心的想要和你的内心交谈。
Who do you really count on at the end of the day?
那最终你真正依靠的是谁
？We say that we have faith in Jesus Christ.
我们说我们在耶稣基督里有信心。
But who do you really count on at the end of the day?
那最终你所信靠的你所依赖的是谁
In other words, who is this Jesus that you have placed your faith in?
那用另外一句话就是说这位你有信心在里面的这个耶稣基督是谁呢
Is he a Jesus that can only get you halfway through?
那这位耶稣基督是只能帮你帮到一半的吗
Can your Jesus get you only through halfway of your difficulties?
那你的耶稣是不是在你的困境当中只能帮你一半的呢
？Because maybe your Jesus just isn't big enough.
那或许你的耶稣并不够大。
Maybe your understanding of Jesus is that at the end of the day you have to get it done yourself.
那或许你对耶稣基督的理解就是最终。
Maybe your Jesus just isn't big enough.
那或许就是你的耶稣还不够大。
Who exactly is the Jesus that you worship?
那这位你所敬拜的、你所崇拜的耶稣基督是谁呢
？Who is the Jesus that you have come today to worship?
那你今天来敬拜的这位耶稣是谁呢
？Is it the Jesus that you say he is?
那这位耶稣是你所说的这位耶稣吗
？Or is he the Jesus that he says he is?
那这位耶稣就是他自己所说的这位耶稣吗
？This is a key question here.
这就是一个这个问题的关键。
Because verse 4 says it is our faith that is the victory that has overcome the world.
那第四节就是说到，正是因为我们的信心而胜了这个世界。
For the next 6 to 7 verses,
接下来的六到七节，六到七个经七节的经文。
John wants us to make certain.
那约翰呢，要我们确认。
If you want to be an overcomer,
如果你想成为一位战胜者
，If you want to live a life of victory in Christ,
那你如果想在基督里面成圣的话
，Then you need to have your identity in the right.Jesus Christ.
那你的身份呢就要在一位正确的归入一位正确的耶稣基督里面。
We must have a shift in our mindset of who Jesus really is.
那我们的观念呢就一定要有一个转变就是对这个就是耶稣是谁。
So that our identification with him
那我们就是在他里面的身份
is who he says he is and not who we think he is.
就是他说他是谁而不是我们说他是谁
And in these next 7 verses, he helps to confirm the right Jesus we are to identify ourselves with.
那接下来的几节经文就是来说明这一点的
And we see 2 right here in verse 6.
那我们可以在第六节我们看到就有两点就可以看到。
So we'll cut it in half.
我们可以来看一半。
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by water and the blood.
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。
Jesus himself was God.
耶稣自己就是神。
He came in human flesh.
他化成肉身来到我们中间。
So that he may identify with us.
是因为他可以把他自己和我们归同我们和我们归同在一起。
So that by faith we can identify with him.
那所以呢，通过信心呢，我们可以把我们自己和他归在一起。
When he was baptized in water,
当他在水里受洗以后
，That's the water.
是这是水。
He was not repenting for any of his own sins. He had none.
他不是说为了悔改他的罪，因为他没有罪。
He was identifying with us.
他是要把他归为我们。
When he was crucified and shed his blood on the cross, that is the blood.
当他被钉十字架流了他的宝血。
He was not crucified for his own sins.
他钉十字架并不是因为他有罪。
Because he had none.
因为他也没有罪。
He was crucified and shed blood for our sins.
他钉十字架流的血是为我们。
To identify with us.
是因为他要把他自己和我们归在一起。
This verse is making clear that the faith that we have in Jesus.
那这几节经文呢，就讲得很清楚，我们在耶稣里面的信心。
Is faith in the All-powerful Son of God.
那我们这就是我们的信心，在这位全能的神的儿子。
God Himself.
神他自己。
In human flesh.
化成肉身。
Who was baptized and crucified not for his own sins, but to identify with us.
他在水里受洗，被钉十架，不是为他自己，而是要和我们归在一起。
In First Peter.
在彼得前书
It says that he himself bore our sins.
在彼得前书说他为我们承担我们的罪
In his body.
用他自己的身体来承担我们的罪
See, for many people, this is a historical event.
那对很多人来说，这感觉是一种就是历史的事件。
2000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
2000年前，耶稣在十字架上
I accept him,
为我的罪而死。
I accept him.
我接受他。
And when I die, I'll go to heaven. And this is true.
这是真实的.
But the overcomer needs to identify with that cross today.
但是我们这些战胜者, 我们在今天就要和, 我们的十字架归在一起.
Is what he did on that cross, does it make him big enough for you?
难道他在十字架被钉死, 还,
He's strong
对你来说,
enough. Is he great enough for you?
他对你来说足够强壮吗? 足够伟大吗?
Do you trust that Jesus is great enough for all of your obstacles today?
那你, 相信吗? 你如今所面临的这些障碍, 你相信耶稣对你这些障碍来说, 他足够大吗?
A person who can lift 200 pounds,
那一个人如果能够举起两百磅重的东西,
can he lift 100 pounds?
他能够举起100磅吗?
Yes.
可以, 当然可以.
If a person can lift 200 pounds,
如果一个人可以举200磅,
then anything less he can carry, true?
那比这个, 小的, 任何的东西, 他都能够举起.
On that cross,
在那个十字架上,
Jesus bore all the sins of humankind.
那在那个十字架上, 耶稣基督承担了我们所有人类的罪。
Is the sin that you are struggling with greater than that?
那你今天所挣扎的这个罪, 难道比这个所有人类的罪还大吗?
Is the circumstance that you're facing greater than that?
那你所今天所面临的境况比这个还要大吗?
I don't think so.
我觉得肯定不应该。
I don't think so.
我觉得不应该。
To identify with Christ as an overcomer,
那我们要把自己, 归入耶稣的战胜者的话,
you have to know that all he did
你应该知道他所做的一切,
is relevant for you today.
对你今天来说都有关系的,
the great all-powerful Savior
这位, 全能的, 救赎者,
is your Savior today.
是你今天的救赎者。
In verse 6, it continues.
那, 第六节,
it says it's the Spirit.
说是, 第六节说, 说到这是圣灵,
it's, and the Spirit is the one who testifies because the Spirit is truth.
因为有圣灵做见证,
how do you identify with Christ as an overcomer?
那你如何能够, 把自己, 把自己作为一个战胜者和耶稣归在一起呢?
By the Holy Spirit who testifies.
是通过圣灵的见证。
Do you truly rely on the Holy Spirit's testimony?
那你是不是真真实实的依靠圣灵的见证呢?
Or do you still rely and believe in the voices and the spirits that tell you that trusting Christ is not enough?
那你或许你还在相信有一些灵告诉你, 仅仅信靠耶稣是不够的。
The Spirit testifies to you that your faith is in Jesus Christ, God Himself.
圣灵向你做见证, 你的信心是, 你的信心是在耶稣基督和神。
Your faith must not be in a Jesus that can only get it halfway done.
你的信心不应该在那个耶稣, 你所, 相信的那耶稣只能帮助你一半的。
So that you got to do all the rest.
那剩下的就靠你自己的。
That's not Jesus.
那不是耶稣。
Jesus went all the way.
耶稣是全能, 能够, 帮我们全程的。
And on the cross, he said, it is finished.
在, 十字架上, 耶稣也说了, 成了,
it's done.
成了,
the victory has been won.
我们, 成胜了,
and only because he was fully God all-powerful could he accomplish that for us.
正是因为他是全能的神, 他才能够完成这一切。
So I'll ask you again.
那我要再次问你,
who is your faith in?
那你的信心在谁里面？
Who have you come to worship?
那你今天来敬拜的是谁？
Is it a Jesus that can only get you halfway through?
那你今天来敬拜的是那位耶稣能只能帮你一半的那位
耶稣吗？ Is your Jesus small because you say he's small?
那你的耶稣是渺小的吗？是你像你所说的那样渺小的吗？
Or is your Jesus the Jesus who has overcome the world?
那或许或许你这位耶稣就像你说的是这位耶稣已经战胜了整个世界的耶稣。
Is your Jesus the Jesus who gave you life?
那这位耶稣是不是那位给了你他的生命的耶稣呢？
Because verse 12 says,
因为第十二节说
Whoever has the Son has life.
因为第十二节说，人有了神的儿子，就有了生命。
Whoever does not have the Son does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Do you have the Son?
那你有这位儿子吗？
Because if you have Jesus, you have everything you need.
因为如果你有了耶稣，那你就拥有了所有的一切。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
That throughout your words, you give us your commands to live.
通过你的话语，你给了我们我们生命所需要的生活所需要的诫命。
And you have given us to us so much.
你已经给予了我们这么多。
But that does not mean that our daily life is not without trials and tribulations.
但是我们也知道，这并不是指我们的生命就不会经历困苦。
In fact, some of us may feel crushed today.
或许今天我们当中也有人经历到，感觉自己被压垮了。
But today, you showed us in your own promise.
但是今天你也显示给我们看，用你自己的允许给我们看。
That we may be crushed, but we're not perplexed.
我们或许被压垮了，但是我们没有迷失。
We may be crushed, but we're not in defeat.
我们或许被压垮了，但是我们没有失败。
We have overcome because you have overcome.
我们战胜了，正是因为你已经胜了。
I thank you, Lord, for this message of hope.
我为今天这个有希望的信息而感谢你。
So that even as we struggle in your command to love those dear ones that are so challenging to love.
虽然我们也知道我们当中有一些我们感到非常困难我们去爱他们，但是因为你的诫命要我们去爱。
And the other commands that we may find difficult to apply in our life.
或许也有其他的一些诫命，我们也会觉得非常困难的去执行。
We may struggle.
我们或许也会挣扎。
But we never need to be defeated.
但是我们永远也不会失败。
Because the victory has been won in Christ.
因为在主里，我们已经得胜了。
And we have overcome.Because Jesus has overcome.
因为正是因为耶稣已经得胜了，我们也已经得胜。
We give you praise.
我们要赞美你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.